After declaring a state of emergency, the military has detained senior politicians, including Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. Now the ruling junta has announced a purge, removing 24 ministers and deputies and naming 11 replacements. The announcement was made on military-run television and included new appointments for finance, health, information, foreign affairs, and more. Meanwhile, governments and groups around the world are expressing serious concern. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed grave concern over the transfer of all powers to the military, calling it a serious blow to democratic reforms. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also responded, saying the United States stands with the people of Myanmar in their aspirations for democracy, freedom, peace, and development. The European Union, Britain, Australia, India, and Singapore all expressed their concerns about the situation as well. A Moscow court has ordered the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to pay a fine of 20,000 rubles, about $265, for violating protest regulations. The fine comes after Yulia Navalnaya attended a demonstration in the Russian capital to demand her husband's release. Tens of thousands took to the streets in dozens of Russian cities on Sunday, demanding the authorities free Navalny. The 44-year-old, who was jailed last month and faces a prison term, is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic. His wife joined a protest in Moscow and was quickly detained and charged with participating in an unauthorized rally. This is VOA News. The death toll from Sunday's assault on a hotel in Somalia's capital has risen to 15. A police spokesperson and medical professional